everybody. This is Ronnie Armatron, and we're here again to have another great program. Tonight is our self-empowerment night, and it's Wednesday. And some of you may have had this day twice. So this is September 12th. So you may have had the 12th tomorrow or yesterday also. So anyway, here we are on Wednesday, September 12th, 2012. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there somewhere?
Yes, yes. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everybody. And here we are back again on BBSRadio.com Station 1. excuse me. So I think, Ron, you better explain, in case people weren't listening earlier in the week, why you just said that we might have had two September 12th.
Okay. It's because September 11th, 9/11, was a day that had a lot of problems, which you all can relate to, I'm sure. So we were talking, and remember, that's a timeline. And anything that happens on a timeline can be repeated. And also, there could be a lot of trauma on a timeline. So the 9/11 timeline would have, that day would have a lot of trauma from people with the situations of what occurred on that day. Now, if you were to put your date on your computer and everything else one day ahead, then you would probably not be as connected to that timeline, because you're looking in one day afterwards. So that's kind of what we were talking about. Is, I think some people tried it, and it'd be interesting to see how they felt about if they did that, having that day going ahead one day. So you're one day into the future, and that means that you had missed 9/11. So that's what we were doing, and the energy may have went around you or passed you over. So now we are a day after 9/11, so back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Liz is just mentioning or asking for an entity clearing in case anybody did get any 9/11 entities on them yesterday.
Okay, we could do that. So here we go. Energy attachments from 9/11. So these are normally emotional bodies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I'm yawning. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we got a beep. Is there a beeper out there? Somebody beeping us.
Yeah, hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I had a question for Ron. Ron, if we are an alien connected to our home alien planet,
okay,
could we be helping maybe billions of alien beings on our home planet to live in peaceful coexistence with one another, and possibly also other alien races?
Okay, yeah. If you do the clearings on the website, it is possible that as you do a clearing, it could go to your alien race that you're connected to. So I would say that would be possible. Remember, everything typically out there is from mass mind, mind consciousness. So as the consciousness changes from one person to another, or from one person to their species of the connection to the aliens, yeah, you could very possibly change the consciousness by having clearings and having the peace energy brought to them through you. Yes, that would be true. That's much like the timeline clearings. Everybody who's on a timeline, once you release the timeline, then they're off of the timeline. So, yes, And they do use mind energy for control and domination, so that would also, you know, be correct. So you could,
okay,
doing your own clearings, be helping out aliens. And, yes, that is definitely true. How much, I can't say, but yes, it is definitely a possibility. And what a wonderful possibility that would be.
Okay. Okay, and then I had another question, too, Ron, that if you have a friend, and somehow it seems that you have a timeline between your heart and their heart, and then they say, well, let's terminate the friendship now, and you become jilted, it seems like the timeline crashes from your heart, and you say, oh, I feel jilted now because they just terminated this relationship. Is that possible, or could you describe that a little bit?
Okay, well, you could have energetic cords throughout your whole body in the relationship, not only the heart. These would be psychic cords that would be attaching to you from that person. So when you get rid of the relationship, or they get rid of the relationship, they may pull their energy back to themselves. Most people maybe don't know about doing that, but because most people still keep thinking of the person. Well, let's just say that, for instance, somebody comes up to you and says, yeah, I liked you for a friend for, you know, X amount of time, and now I don't want to see you any longer. Okay, well, that person could be actually terminating the energy that they have been sending to you. But they still may think about you somewhat. Now, to you, if you've been taking their energy and needing it to live off of, life force energy, we'll say, emotional energy, it could be good or bad, could be even be trauma energy from them, but you're still getting some mileage out of the energy, then you may feel your body not feeling so well because that's your life force in a sense. And then again, if it was negative energy, you might feel relieved. But still, you may have that abandonment issue coming up and the anger and everything that goes along with that. So that's kind of what could happen there. You know, many energies going different directions. Then if you think of the person, are you going to connect to them over again? They may not be strong enough to hold you back from them, especially if there's a needy person involved and you didn't want to deal with that person any longer because they are needy, then they may really come onto you very strongly with a needy energy. So it could... All that is dark side stuff. Remember, in light, there's no such thing as emotions. That's probably one way of looking at how the dark side controls everyone is through energetic cording. So, yeah, that would probably be it, Larry.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds right on the mark. Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much, Ron.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
In that kind of situation, Ron, could we command our energy back from a person?
Yeah, oh, definitely you could, yes, because you may have energy from them for years, possibly.
Yeah.
Let's just look at, normally people might be thinking in their head of their last relationship, maybe an ex person, maybe divorce or something, so it's probably more on your doorstep if you're looking at it right now as an older adult. But let's kind of go back now to maybe when you were in school. Maybe there was a person there in school that you kind of liked or you played with. Maybe they were with you until maybe, say, the ninth grade, and then their parents decided to move. So you were with them for maybe, you know, 9 or 10 years, knowing them in school. And all of a sudden, they left to do their 10th grade somewhere else. And you might feel abandoned by that person,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that could be a lot of sadness. And maybe you're still carrying that energy with. Maybe somehow you mentally had a, I won't use sexual relationship with them, but something similar, you know, where you maybe liked that person, very, very fond of that person, maybe had a crush on them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, your little playmate left, or maybe it was a playmate, and then you're just best of friends. So let's do a clearing. I'm sure everybody has a situation here. Somebody leaves you. So here we go. releasing that, and I don't know what the heading would be for this year. I'll just use the word abandonment. So here we go. One, releasing the energies from that person that you gave to them years and years ago. And it'll come back to you now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see how your body's doing. You should feel a little stronger energetically now. I need to take away the emotional energy, because remember, that abandonment, as the energy comes back to you, you may have something on there of an emotional problem. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do it one more time, then we'll get to the caller there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie.
All right. So do we have somebody on the line? Has somebody called in?
Hi, yeah. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Thank you for that clearing, Ron. That just brought me right back to when my folks, we lived in a city, and we had to move to the country, and I don't even remember their names, but their faces appeared to me right now, is because I remember missing them so much of, playmates missing
yeah.
them, and, you know, just becoming very, very lonely, you know, in a country setting versus a city setting. So thank you for that clearing. That was wonderful.
That's great.
Well, I'm actually calling for a couple reasons here. I wanted to share something that Self-Empowerment Day. I all summer long, you have been helping me or clearing with my eyes. I started having eye issues, like with, back when I started doing the nano clearings, and then I did the sludge and the slime and... But my eyes have been tearing away and drainage coming from them. About a week or so ago, I had a really horrible dream. And in my dream, I don't want to get too deeply into graphics here, but it was one of my eyes. I had a big hole in my eye in my dream. And it was huge and infected. And it was just... terrible dream. Well, last night I ordered up the package of the timelines again. So I started running timelines on my eyes to get myself off that eye timeline. And I want to say that my eyes they're not draining. They were like draining every day, and they have stopped draining since I've been doing the timeline crashes on them. That's been huge.
Wow, that's great.
So that's like a perfect example of a bleed through of a dream when it's, worse than that even, I think. I don't know. But, you know, experiencing it here in the present, you know, and then, you know, being, I don't know if I was being tortured and somebody was sticking something in my eye, but I do remember seeing like a big hole in my eye. So I wanted to share that with you. And there's another thing that, I also, this week, you know, we did a lot of 9/11, but I also had an anniversary this week of a tragic thing that happened in my life. And I was just wondering, Ron, if I could ask for a clearing for people praying for me or a psychic attack of thinking about me on this anniversary date. I am fine with it because of all the tools of staying in the present and the now, but, you know, it's something about the anniversary date that comes up, and then I have all that other energy out there hitting me. So I was wondering if I could get a clearing for that, please.
Hey, I'm going to try two clearings. The first one I'll try is a soul family disconnection. Possibly that could be recycling that way, too, for contracts and agreements and stuff. So let's try that one, and we'll see how the energy feels for you. Then we'll do one to release the other. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do a event cording type of energy. We release that here, so energetic cords for a event. And this may or may not, I'm just thinking out loud here, we have that reoccurring event, a problematic situation type of clearing, which is a barcode, I think. I don't know if that would go underneath that or not, but it's possible. But we'll just do a cording release here. People who are energetically connected to one issue, situation, an issue, and they're cording everybody. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, kind of like a rock in my stomach, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we're going to do another one. You mentioned people praying, so that means that they're hooking up the alien gods to you here. So let's do one of those clearings that deal with the God energies. Do you know what the name of it would be, Carrie? I know we got something with gods. I'll just do the clearing.
Yeah, I'm blanking out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's something like religious indoctrination or
something. Yeah, there is a religious indoctrination one.
So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, rock soup. Four.
Oh, dear.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I will do one for entities that could be hopping around from people to people here, okay? Here we go. Remember, every situation has a lot of entities attached to it, so it may not be maybe just one person. It could be a lot of them. So here we go, entity release. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see how that's working for people here. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead, Janice.
Oh, I was just going to say thank you so much, Ron. I just wanted to share this really quick. My daughter called me and said that she was feeling extremely sad, and she, you know, was crying for an hour, and because I had just talked to her like an hour before, and I told her it was fine, and I told her that we needed to stay in the present moment and not to bring ourselves back to it. And she called me and said, you know, she was crying for an hour, and the first thing I said to her, I said, take your finger, put your finger in front of your nose, and see where
yeah.
you're at.
Oh, and good for you.
She did that, and she says, oh, it's coming. Well, first of all, when I said, see where you're at, I asked her where she was at. She goes, well, I'm standing in the kitchen or something. I'm like, no. Where's your finger? And so she said, oh, okay. And she did the finger exercise, and she was in the past. And I said, okay, now bring it back to, you know, the tip of your nose and align yourself up to the now. And it was like I was talking to another whole person within our conversation. She just came right back to the present. She was not emotional. She was fine. And I thought that was pretty amazing that I could guide her to do that over the phone. It was pretty neat.
That's
wow,
cool.
That is
Thank
great.
You. Yeah, I thought it was. Because, I mean, and it's like, you know, am I a terrible person for not going through the grieving process all over again? You know, no, I don't think I am, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and it's like I don't have to go back there. And I think the first anniversary that it happened, I think, Ron, before I even was on board with you guys, I remember knowing how important it was to be in the moment of, you know, when the first anniversary date came around, I did not allow myself to go back to that situation to feel that all over again. I knew I didn't need to recycle it. So I'm really grateful for all the clearings, because the people who are thinking about me are hooked up with their religious churches and their, you know, Christian people. And so that was really huge. Thank you for those clearings, Ron.
Wow, that is great.
So,
I'm just teaching her to find out that she is in the past and to bring her in the moment so effortlessly and easily. That's very nice. I mean, I'm really happy, glad, or I don't know what to say. You know, it's neat to hear that.
It was amazing.
That you
yes,
can change somebody's
I thought
life
it was amazing.
That quickly, you know?
Yes, yeah, and it was just so simple, you know, to bring them right out of, you know, this grief. And it was amazing. So I, you know,
well
just want to extend my
Boy.
Gratitude and my thanks for the tools, Ron, because they are working. It is wonderful.
Oh.
And while I got you on the phone, I got one more quick question. I'm doing the clearing for the robotic clearing
okay.
for that person, and I was guided to do it in the fifth dimension. Am I doing it right, or should I go back and do them in the other dimensions too?
The other one is two, but you are doing it okay. You know, it does feel okay to me. Do the other ones also.
So do them in every dimension? I've never had to choose with a dimension before. So
to see kind of how you're connected, you know. You will find out
okay.
by, you know, looking at different things. So, you know, your body will tell you where you are. So that's about all I can say.
Okay, because I went right to the fifth, but I'm thinking that I might need to do the third and the fourth and the fifth maybe for him.
Yeah, very possibly, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I'll get off the phone now. Bye.
Well, that's
thank
great.
You,
okay.
Janice.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's see, Ron. We have quite a few questions. We have a couple of quick requests, and then I'm going to read some questions for you. So
okay.
Shannon has asked for a couple of samples. She's asking for a trauma release and also betrayal.
Okay. Trauma. Here we go. So, one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Getting rough. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six. That's feeling better. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And did you do betrayal? Sorry, I was reading this off chat.
We'll get betrayal here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see what that does here.
Okay, quite a few comments that that I haven't read out, Ron, that span several dotted throughout three or four pages on the fast chat for all the different clearings that you've been doing, but just basically a lot of people feeling them, feeling the eye ones that you did and the cording. Ken said he can breathe better. We've got some watering eyes and yawning and, you know, many of the things that we're all familiar with feeling when you do clearings for us. Liz was, oh, we have another beep. Is somebody on the line?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. Yep, it's Elizabeth.
Oh, I was just about to read your stuff out. Good. Go ahead.
thank you for all the entity clearings earlier. And also, I also had something really quick relating to dreams. The other night, it was the first time this has ever happened to me, but I actually had a dream about a dream that had happened a couple of nights before that dream.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like I was dreaming about a space or a place that had already been in a previous dream. And I was wondering if there's a specific timeline crash or space clearing that we can do on spaces that only exist in our dreams? And if so, what would that be?
Well, you can timeline crash the dream.
Yeah, you can timeline crash.
Just timeline crash the dream.
That's what I do.
We can go any deeper than that.
Do you mean that you revisited a place that you'd been in another dream? Is that what you mean? You were back in the same place?
Yes.
So almost
yes,
like a recurring dream location.
Yeah. It was,
yeah, I have a lot of those.
Different things were happening there, and it was like I was almost thinking, like, is it something like a space in another dimension that needs to be cleared, and would I be able to do like a space crash on it? But then I was thinking, well, just, you know I can timeline crash my dreams, but that, I don't know if there's something that I could do that would be even more effective with, like, not having to go back there, because I honestly haven't been dreaming that much since I started doing the clearings. And this was weird because it never had happened to me before, and it was just at the time it was really vivid, and I remember thinking, oh, like, I have to wake up from this, and then I was actually, like, waking up in the dream and being like, wait a minute. And then I was totally confused when I woke up because, like, I couldn't remember if this had actually happened or if it, but then I remembered, you know, it was, like, kind of like a dream inside of a dream almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had those too. What it probably means.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Ron, jump in if I'm wrong, but what it probably means is the place that you're dreaming about, you it's on many timelines. I have a house mm-hmm. that I go to in dreams on and off for years, and every time I go there, there's been a new room added on, and I'm like, oh, okay, huh, I wonder who built this, you know, and I go investigate that room, and then, you know, 6 months later, I'm back in a dream in that house, and they've expanded the garage, and it's a three-car instead of a two-car, or they've taken over the backyard of the next-door neighbor, and now the back garden's way bigger. And so what I do now is when I get up, you know, the first thing I do every morning when I get up is I do timeline crashes for any dreams that I've had, if I've had a dream that night. So I do that, and I set it for 90 minutes, and I put something. Right now, I think the way I have it written is last night's dreams times 10 timelines. And I leave it running for an hour and a half. And so let's say it's that house. Let's say I dreamt about that house. So then presumably what the clearing is doing is clearing that house on 10 different timelines. So that's how mm-hmm. I view it. Ron, will you jump in and say what you think?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, I don't know what else to say, but that does sound very, very good to do something like that. Because you're actually clearing out a lot of the timelines. And even though it's upgraded, just keep doing the timeline crash. And eventually, you probably get off of that timeline.
Yeah.
It probably feels like something because it needs to be slightly different, maybe thinking that you'll give up on it or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's the same place. Like, it feels like the same place, but like Carrie was saying, it sort of subtly changes. Like, it's a big shopping complex, office, mall-type place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like that type of a space, like I keep seeing myself there and having these sort of like vaguely like traumatic experiences there, like I can't find the right floor, and then there's this job interview that I miss, and it's all sort of like jumbled together, you know.
Yeah.
I'm looking for an object and I can't find it, you know, and it seems to all be happening there, but it's like you said, it's like subtly changing every time I go back. So I was just wondering, like, is there, like, a way to get off that? And I guess the best thing to do would be, like, just keep timeline crashing it.
Yep, just keep on it, yeah. It should start to fade away, I would think. We could also see what other people think on the fast chat, but that's what I would suggest doing.
Okay, sounds good. I'll keep at it.
Okay.
And then you wanted a clearing for an emotional clearing around a medical procedure that you had today, Liz. You wrote in the fast chat. Ron, do you want to do that real quick for Liz?
Sure. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll take away some trauma here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's do, if we had some type of procedure, let's do the body kind of like maybe freaking out, you know, poked and prodded and stuff. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy. Okay. See how that's doing.
Thank you so much. That feels a lot better. I really didn't even think of the poked and prodded part, but that was definitely part of it. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Ruth.
Well, our show is...
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Yep, we got a little bit over 10 minutes to go here, looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So Ed has a follow-up about, I think probably triggered by Larry's call about if we're connected to an alien race elsewhere. And so Ed's asking, what if we came here as part of an alien mission, but now our spirits want to get out of here? And the aliens are complaining that we're deserting and giving up our career of whatever we came here to do. And then he's saying their organization gives power and security, so you chose it to help others. So, do you have any comments on that, Ron? What if we came here under that umbrella, and now we don't want to do what we came to do?
Boy, I don't know what to say on that one. That's quite, I don't know what to say.
I guess if you know you did that, you've done that, maybe you might know the race that you're involved with, and maybe you want to start cutting the cords to that race or something. I don't know.
That would kind of seem more... I don't know if it would be the right thing to do or not, but I don't know. I just don't know what to think on that, because that's a question I don't know what to say, Ed. I'm sorry.
It's free choice, isn't it? Free will.
It's about free choice and you know, where did that dotted line go when you want to get out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, very interesting.
I guess it's a question if the race wants to give you up or not.
Yeah.
If they don't want to give you up, it could be pretty miserable, and if they don't care, then out of there you go.
Boy.
You could be in a pickle, or you could be free.
Yeah.
I guess it's a case of disconnecting from that race, figuring out how to do that.
Yeah, that's probably the way to look at it. you know, how to back out of, well, you're not really, you can't really, not how to, you're just giving up. You find a different way of life, and, you know, they're going to typically probably want to keep you in place, but it's like an abandonment issue to them probably too, you know. So I just don't know. It's an interesting way to look at it. One of those many unanswered questions that is there and not knowing how to answer it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So Randy has a question about entities. He says he's been running the whole life entity clearing the last few days, and he's wondering, Ron, if he's clear of entities.
Boy, it feels pretty good to me.
Great.
Yeah, I would say it does feel very good, so.
Okay, and then Sharina is asking, now this is relating back to some shows last week when you were telling us about the battles that were going on underneath South America, particularly under Brazil and under Africa and under the east and west coast of the U.S. So you had suggested that we run the Earth Protection Clearing and put a window up for each of those places or whichever ones we wanted to do. So Sharina is asking, can I run the Earth Protection Clearing for Africa at the same time as running a space-time crash? And I know you've said the Earth Protection Clearing doesn't go through our bodies.
Will not go through your body, so I don't see any problem with doing it that way.
Okay. Okay. Let's have a look here. Jay is asking a clearing for the entity that causes smoking through disempowerment. Well, so maybe entities that disempower us. And then,
hey, yeah, okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and heavy, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And getting heavier, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I think it was, let me look back a page here. I think it was David, possibly, yes. David was suggesting for Liz's repeat dream situation, timeline crashing, the common parts of the dreams, the locations, and the people, etc. I think David is suggesting trying that. Of course, also, we can make a list of the emotions that we experience during a dream and timeline crush those emotions, too. That will probably help keep us out of those locations, as well as timeline crashing the dream itself.
Yes.
So, okay, I'm just scrolling through. Somebody was asking for a clearing for the digestive system, and I'm not finding it. No, here we are, Cindy. Cindy would like a digestive clearing.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's hope that helps out there. Back to you, Gary. Looks like we got about maybe 5 minutes to go here.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We can do another clearing of some sort or something.
Well, Bart is asking, Bart, if you need more background, type in. I don't think I've seen your name before on the fast chat. I'm not sure. Sort of rings a bit of a bell. But he's asking, Ron, what is causing my muscles to jump around? So you've done a lot of different clearings. This got typed in right after you did the trauma clearing, I think, for Shannon. It might have been Liz's trauma clearing from the surgery. I'm not sure. But Bart typed in, what is causing my muscles to jump around? So maybe you can talk a little bit about why that happens, why we have some body movements sometimes.
Well, when we do clearings, sometimes it takes out, on the clearing, the alien critters that are living inside of your body. So that's one thing. The next one is that maybe your muscles are relaxing and the tension's being released from them. So, you know, it can go in different directions, but basically your body is having a reaction to a healing, which is good. So it's telling you that you are dealing with something that has happened to your body in the past, and now you're getting back into wellness. Well, the fact that, you know, your muscles are twitching or something is just an indication that, you know, clearing helped you, which means that you may want to do more of that same clearing because you know that if it helped you a little bit on this one, you may have tons more to do. So that's the way you need to look at these clearings. So whatever seems to benefit you, then you know that, yep, I probably need that. So back to you, Carrie. That's why we do sample clearings for people. And the body will tell you. Don't let the mind confuse you about, you know, anything that it's trying to poo-poo something or whatever. Because if your body's going through it, you know that you have a situation. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And Tasha is saying, is it normal to feel so much pressure pop out?
That's hard to say. I can't, you know, comment on that too much about pressure, but...
I know sometimes I feel pressure inside my head when you're doing a clearing, and then it just suddenly is gone, so it's like it popped out, I guess. It got released, or it made its way out of me. So that might be what the kind of thing Tasha's feeling, in which case, yes, it is normal to feel that.
Yeah.
So I think that's what you mean.
Uh-huh.
Michaela is wondering if you would do a water charging.
So we'll do one for the peaceful sleep and rest water. So here we go. Get a glass of water, everybody, and the show will probably end. And so that means that just hold your water. It takes about 3 minutes, and after that... you know that the water is completed. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. So that water will be charged up for you. It takes a couple of minutes. So definitely enjoy that when you get it. And let's just bring in some peace energy. Then we'll end the show with the peace energy. So here we go. Peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So our next BBS program will be on Friday. And then we have a two-hour show tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock Pacific. And you can go to TalkStreamLive.com. So, everybody, thank you. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers. And we'll see you all later. Blessings.
Thank you very much, Ron. Night-night, everybody.
Say goodnight.